What makes us hopeless, despondent, and upset is looking for faults in others. We're constantly speaking about the evil in the world. We're constantly checking the news and seeing all the bad things that have happened. We're constantly looking at, he's bad and he's this and he's that. And we're constantly reading other people. The question is this. You weren't on this planet. You weren't created to read other people, to exercise your psychology, the art of science, and say, I can read him, he's like this, and I can read her, she's like that. You weren't here for that. The Quran told us not to do that. But the one person you were supposed to read and amend and rectify was this one here. Who's going to do that? It's others' faults that we search for, and that leads us to depression. Gosh, we wish that we didn't look at faults in others, but we looked at faults within ourselves and rectified those. And as you start to do those, if you start to turn that focus onto yourself, you will see that, like Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us this brilliant slogan, I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. Instead of pointing the finger at others, if you'd noticed that three fingers were pointing back at you and you rectified this one here, your depression and anxieties would start to disappear. You would start to build your character. You would start to build your soul. You would stay away from backbiting, from lying. You would stay away from cheating and fraud. You would think that my life is very short. I need to please my Creator. I'm here for a reason. I have to develop myself as a person. I'm not responsible for others. They're not going to go into my grave. I'm not going to go into their grave. This is all about learning in this world. And I have the best of teachers. I need to instill in myself kindness, generosity, and focus and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. If we'd learnt that, and all with a smiling face, all with a happy mindset, in accordance with our abilities, we would truly bear the great fruits of life. We would be able to enjoy them. A proper person isn't one who's frowning all the time, who's depressed all the time, who's upset all the time. No. A real ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the sun. He's radiating light and hope for himself and those around him. The hearts are filled with tenderness, virtue, benevolence, and a genuine love for the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. These people, everywhere they go, they spread goodness and happiness. They're connected to people. People love them. They're always smiling at difficulties. They always love to get over the difficulties that are presented before them. When they see a problem, they don't run from it. It gives them an opportunity to solve these